born in responsible positions in the work of God. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 2, 1903. To my brethren in responsible positions in the work of God, I feel as if I must cry aloud to our people, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." To every man God has given his work. We are to work and watch and pray, keeping in close touch with the master worker. The Lord has a controversy with his people, because they have felt so little concern for the souls ready to perish. Worldliness is mingled with their service. They do not stand out in sharp distinction from the world as those who are laboring together with God. The last general conference held in Battle Creek has a history that many will not understand till the day of judgment, when the books will be opened and the cases of all will stand forth clearly revealed. At that meeting, the Lord Jesus Christ was among us. If all had worked in harmony with him, separating from themselves the things that grieved the Holy Spirit, we should have had a Pentecostal season of blessing, and God would have been glorified. But there were many who would not humble their hearts in contrition before God. Sin was resting upon them, but they would not yield. All that had taken place since that meeting that has hindered the work of God is the result of the way in which these men braced themselves against the Holy Spirit. Christ says, "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." John 6, verse 54 to 56, 63. "I am awakened in the night season, saying, Trust not in men, and make not flesh your arm." See Jeremiah 17, verse 5. By the mighty cleaver of truth, God has brought his people as rough stones from the quarry of the world. These stones must be squared and polished. The rough edges must be removed. This is a painful process, but it is a necessary one. Without it, we could not be prepared for a place in God's temple. By trial, by warnings, by admonitions, God seeks to prepare us to fulfill his purpose. If we cooperate with him, our characters will be fashioned after the similitude of a palace. Psalm 144, verse 12. It is the specified work of the Comforter to transform us. At times it is hard for us to submit to the purifying, refining process. But this we must do if we would be saved at last. The Lord has told us to establish the publishing work in some place where there are not so many people who have hardened their hearts against his word. There are many in Battle Creek with whom God's Spirit cannot strive. The Lord abhors their indifference. They say of themselves, "I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing." But God says, "Thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." Revelation 3, verse 17, 18. The difficulties that God's servants will meet as they move the publishing work from Battle Creek are but a repetition of the difficulties that Nehemiah met when trying to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Every possible hindrance was thrown in his way, and at times his work was almost stopped. But the Lord heard his prayers and opened the way for his work to go forward.